My name is Alana, and you are listening to Give a Damn, a podcast that intentionally and mindfully explores life's common challenges in order to break down the barriers between us and become the best version of yourself. Hello, my friends, and welcome back. Happy Sunday, or I guess whatever day you are watching this on. I hope everyone had a good week, a good weekend. You're having a beautiful day. A couple of housekeeping items. Always just want to remind you, if you like this, please rate, review, subscribe, share it with your friends. We're getting a lot of great traction here, and I'm just so grateful for it. I just want this podcast to reach as many people as possible. And as you know, I have the Instagram page at Give a Damn Podcast. So you can find me there as well, where I post new episodes, as well as some other content. So yeah, check me out there. Okay, let's dive in. I am really excited. I'm always excited to talk to you guys about whatever topic I'm talking about today, but today I want to talk about happiness, something that we all want, we all strive for, we have at different times in our lives. So I have this shirt, and it says on it, "Choose happiness." When I bought it, I thought that it was just this really uplifting, inspiring shirt that I would wear and it would make me happy and I would instill some knowledge on the rest of the world when they saw it that they just have to choose happiness instead of being sad and everything would be better. And then as I struggled to choose happiness many days, I started to hate this shirt because just making the decision to be happy is not how you get happy. There's so much more to it. And how shitty does that make people feel who actually struggle with their mental health and most days need to take meds to be happy? I literally think back at the girl walking down the street in the East Village of New York City wearing that shirt to yoga class and I kind of laugh at her. I really thought I had it figured out, like many of us do when we think that happiness is just that easy. Like many people, I spent a majority of my life searching for happiness in all the wrong places. When you're in high school, you search for it in your friend group, how accepted you are, how popular you are, what grades you get, how good of grades you get, etc. In college, you search for it in how many beers you can shotgun, shots you can take, and people who like you. And then after college, there's even more pressure and it gets more intense because you look for it in finding a life partner, getting your dream job, dating, how much money you have in the bank, how gracefully you age, or how much Botox you can afford. The list goes on and on. Personally, I've spent so many years searching for happiness and going to bed at night feeling more lonely and unhappy than anyone would believe. I literally think I spent from about 2000 to 2017 looking for happiness in all the ways that I listed above. Times in my life that I should have been thriving because I was making a lot of money, I was young, thin, and I was surrounded by beautiful people who were going to all the coolest places, I should have been beaming. And I was pretty happy, but I also felt, I always felt like I could have more. More money, more thin, more young, more beautiful people, and more places to go. So I didn't even get to appreciate those moments and I really miss them. And I see this for so many people. How many times have we heard that money doesn't buy happiness or about celebrities who overdose and we quote unquote thought they had it all? That's because happiness has nothing to do with anything you have. Okay, this is wild. This is a crazy concept. Happiness has nothing to do with anything that you have. It turns out there have been lots of studies done on happiness, and the happiest people in the world live the simplest lives. So I started doing a lot of research a couple years ago, and even more so lately, that brought me upon this topic. And if you do any research, you're going to find this, that it is scientifically proven that happiness is not found in material things. Here's what studies show. A good job will not make you happier. People who make more money are typically less happy than those who make less. There's actually a study that people who make $75,000 a year are the happiest people. So, and I obviously that varies from state to state depending on what the cost of living is. But that is here in LA. $75,000, happiest people there is. Finding love does not make you happy. So it is proven that you will be happier when you meet your soulmate, and you'll be happy. But then after a couple years of marriage, happiness rates drop. Having the perfect face or body do not equate to happier people. And unlike all the rap songs say or anything that you see on TV, material things, having the Benz, having the Rolex, having the big house, do not make for happier people. Again, this is not my opinion. These are scientifically proven studies. So you're probably asking me and yourself, okay, then what the fuck will make me happy if I can't have all those things? Glad you asked. So I learned that happiness is a state of mind. So here are the things that make people happier or make the happiest people. People who do daily gratitude. So people who write down every day things, five things at least, that you are grateful for. People who meditate are happier people. So people who center themselves, connect to their mind and body, and slow down and become present. Good sleep makes for happier people. So people who get a lot of really good rest are happier. Savoring moments and being present. So it is proven that if you are present and in a moment, you can savor that moment by either sharing with someone or saying out loud how much you're enjoying that moment, you will be a happier person. Optimistic people are happier people. People who practice self-love. Please re-listen to my first couple of podcast episodes. I always talk about this, positive affirmations, saying I love you in the mirror, and gratitude, obviously, all have to do with self-love. Surrounding yourself with other happy people make you happier. Exercise. Now, this is an interesting one because this is not for to be thin, but exercising because of the endorphins that it gives you. So just exercising for your health and wellness make you happier. Being creative makes you happier, and giving back. Interesting. So, what I've learned in my 32 years on this earth is that it took me 30 years to believe that happiness cannot be acquired. Happiness is a state of mind. Therefore, you can have all those things that quote unquote don't make you happy and not be genuinely happy, because you don't appreciate them. But if you have all those things, the rent, the Benz, the Rolex, the house, the marriage, the this, and you savor them, show gratitude for them, live in the moment with them, meditate and pray about them, well, then you can have it all. But you also could have none of those things, live in a 400 square foot apartment in West Hollywood that your dog takes up half of, and be so grateful for every little thing that you have. And most of all, have peace in your heart. And you can also have it all. So my friends, during this time that we don't have all the luxuries that we normally have, when we don't have the expensive dinners, that people are struggling financially or we're just saving to be smart so you're not buying new watches and new clothes and new handbags, all of those things, can you start adding happiness elements into your life and start learning how to be grateful for what you do have? Now is the perfect time to practice the elements of what makes you happy. Be grateful for what you have right now. And I want to be clear, not in a comparison way. Comparison is not a good thing. You don't have to say, I should be happy because someone else has less than me, because there are homeless people on the street, because I didn't lose my job. No, none of that. I just want you to practice being grateful for what you have. Can you start to incorporate meditation while you have all this time at home, while you're not going out to restaurants, while you're not going out to bars? Can you intentionally get good sleep right now? You know, why not? Go to bed early. Take a sleeping pill. Like, whatever you need to do. Can you practice self-love every morning? So instead of running out to go to a workout class that you'd have to drive to or walk to wherever you live, can you take a little bit of that time to write out your gratitude and practice your affirmations in the mirror? And obviously, I'm a huge proponent of exercise. So can you fit in at least 30 minutes a day of some type of exercise? Take a walk, do yoga with me Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 1:30. You know, there's lots of workout classes online. So can you start to practice those things now while we don't have these other distractions and while no one seems to have a lot right now to distract us? And then I want you to tell me how much happier you feel at the end of this. Thank you guys for listening. That's all I have for today. I hope that this podcast makes you happier. You all make me happier. I love doing this. And as always, give a damn about your community. Give a damn about your neighbor. But most importantly, give a damn about your damn self. Have a great day, you guys. I'll see you next week.